Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Donna Crowe. Glad to have you here again. I don't know if you caught the first couple shows. Today's part three of Colostrum. We have a guest, Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, and he's one of the top people in the world as far as having an excellent knowledge base on colostrum, and he's here sharing some of his knowledge with us. Those of you who listened into the first program know that that part one was pretty much a college-level class on colostrum, introduction to colostrum. It's just really excellent information, and I personally think everybody should know about it. I love, love, love colostrum. I love what it does. As I said before, I'm extremely passionate about this product because of what it's done in my own family. It's, you know, allowed me to keep my mom in my life many more years than I would have if I hadn't known about colostrum. It's done remarkable things for my stepdad and myself included, just helping me with food allergies, leaky gut syndrome, which I mentioned last week, and anti-aging. You know, I was housebound and mostly bedfast for many, many, many years, and in that process lost some muscle mass, and colostrum really helped me to gain all of that back, and without exercise. You know, to gain muscle mass when you can't exercise is a big deal, and we're going to have a show just on that in the near future, so stay tuned for that. Anyway, I love this product. Dr. Kleinsmith loves this product. he's seen so much. You know, he's gone around the world helping people with this product and seen it do things that doctors would think was miraculous, you know. So we're excited about it, and I'm just joyful over these broadcasts because I know it increases the quality of people's lives in a big way, not a little way, a big way, you know. And so I feel sort of evangelistic about it and want everyone to know. And so that's why we're doing this, getting this information out there. And today we're going to have a little bit of question and answer. But before we get to that, we're going to just jump right in and start talking about some of the topics that we have at hand. We're going to talk about the nervous system, neurological issues like Alzheimer's, which is, you know, the brain, but also neurological issues like MS, multiple sclerosis, and those kind of things. So invite your friends, give them the link so that they can just click and listen. If you've got somebody who you think needs to hear this right now, you can give them this phone number. They can call in and listen. It's 347-637-1981. And just real quick before we get started, I just want to thank everybody who wrote and is saying thank you for these broadcasts, that it's helping you. Thanks for the encouragement. We're really glad you're here. So, Dr. Kleinsmith.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome. Thank you so much for doing this, for taking time out of your busy schedule to do this for us. We really appreciate it. People are really loving the information, and they're telling me to thank you for doing this. So thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you very much for the listeners as well. That's the fun part of my job, is not only bringing the products to bear, but also making sure that the people get the best product on the face of the planet so that they can get better. And
Absolutely. That's
what it's all about. So that's fun.
I'm gonna hand this over to you and let you take the ball and run with it.
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. And we're going to be going over some interesting things today. There's a lot of folks out there that suffer from neurological situations, whether it be Alzheimer's, dementia, MS, whether it be the breakdown of IQ, and I literally mean the breakdown of IQ, because there's recent research that shows the larger your belly, the smaller your brain volume. And I know that's kind of a funny way of putting it, but when I read the clinical study, I started belly laughing because of the way that was put. Now, we're going to go into different things, but let's lay a little bit of groundwork. I always like to do that because whenever I go into something, I want you to have a little base. So the base that we're going to go into this morning is just a real quick overview of the four corners of colostrum. you have a diamond, and if you put a diamond on a piece of paper, you have four corners on that diamond. The ones that we're really going to be specific today about is the IGF-1 superfamily. Put that at the on the top of the diamond. That's kind of the umbrella. That has a direct effect on every cell and every system, including the neurological system within the body. Down at the bottom, I'd like to put the immune factors. These are very distinct, very specific things that you would find, let's say, in drugs. But this is in a natural format. Cytokines, leukocytes, proline-rich polypeptides, and others. On the one side, you have the essential factors. The essential factors, there are essential amino acids, there's essential fatty acids, there's essential glyconutrients. Essentials mean this: your body doesn't produce them. You have to get them from the outside through our foods and bring them in, okay? Then you have the basics and the metabolic factors, okay? Now, what we're going to be focusing on are kind of three of the four. We're going to be focusing on the IGF-1 superfamily. We're going to be focusing on the essential factors a little bit, and then a couple. It's interesting, very specific immune factors can have a profound effect on the body and the way that your body responds to dis-ease or disease. Nothing more than having a body out of balance, okay? Now, the products that we're going to be going into are obviously the colostrums, but we're also going to be talking about a couple of other products today that if you've been talking to Donna, she will most definitely get you a copy of the Healthy Horizons newsletter, and it has some very good technical, not too technical, because we never want to do that. We never want to bore you or put you to sleep. What we want to do is give you enough information so that you are getting a bit of an education, but you're making an educated decision to get wellness, okay? Then we're going to give you a couple of websites that you can go to. These are informational websites only. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, if you ask a question on those websites, I will always respond to you with different information than maybe what you get on the radio show. But I will also tell you, go back to Donna Crow and go to the bulkfactors.com website, get the products there. We don't sell to the public. What we do is provide resources as far as information and research and that type of thing so that you're making that educated decision. And then finally, we are going to get into some of the benefits. And we're going to get into some of the benefits based on some of those diseases that we are going to be talking about. So let's go ahead and get into this. The IGF-1 superfamily. Now, this one is very unique in the fact that it literally can regenerate dead or dying tissue. And this has been shown in multiple areas out there, whether it range from the myelin sheath with multiple sclerosis to different neurological disorders like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia, just a host of different things out there. What it's also done, though, I like to call them the cleanup crew. Because not only if you can put something back into a depleted body and you can slow down that dis-ease process, you're still going to have collateral damage. And the cleanup crew are the things that go in, then they start working on that collateral damage. Okay? The essential factors. Now, those are the essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, essential glyconutrients. Not one or two, we're talking all of them, all wrapped up into a nice little nutshell, if you will, but with all the other cofactors. So here's where I may have a disagreement with a lot of different groups out there that say, well, let's isolate X and feed it to you and see what we get as far as benefits. Do you get some of those benefits? Absolutely, yes. And in some cases, maybe too much. But what's also interesting is this. They are not kept in balance. You may actually be putting your body in an unbalanced state by getting an isolate. Well, what colostrum does with those different essential factors, and as well as all the other factors, is we keep it as a whole food. Meaning, not only do you get all the growth factors, but you get all of the other cofactors that are necessary to balance the entire system. So you're going to get much more benefit. As a matter of fact, it's been shown at Cornell University that if you start with a base of colostrum first. Everything else that you put into your body, whether it be a nutraceutical, like a vitamin supplement, what have you, or a pharmaceutical, a drug or what have you, foods or liquids, you're going to get more bang for your buck. So if you start with a base of colostrum first, and that, my friends, is one thing that I always do. Pretty much everything that I produce, I start with a base of colostrum because there are no contraindications. You can take as much of it as you want, and you won't have any negative side effects except for getting healthier. I don't know if I'd call that a negative side effect unless you're one of those folks that say, you know what, I like being sick. Well, I don't know too many people that actually enjoy it. They may get used to it, and that's where they feel they want to be. But as you start to see more energy, more focus, more stability in your overall health, an improvement in different dis-situations or dis-eases that you have going on, everybody, bar none, I have never had a person that says, I don't want to get well. I always have people that might say, well, you know, I'm going to grumble a little bit, and this made me feel like I was going through a cleanse. Well, you're right. One of the articles that are in that Healthy Horizons newsletter is detoxification, because that's something that when you look at the different diseases, whether it be Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, dementia, whether it be being obese, fibromyalgia, whatever the case may be, you have two real basic underlying issues with dis-ease. One is an unbalanced pH versus acidic system. Most of us walk around in more of an acidic state. Well, colostrum at 7.1 to 7.2 is right there. It's right at homeostasis for being alkaline. So it's not going to put you over the edge, but it's also going to help bring that up. So it's you're balancing the entire system. That's number one. Number two, looking at and overcoming a buildup of heavy metals. There's a lot of research out there that shows, especially with the amalgams in our teeth, if you've ever driven behind a diesel car or truck and you get that big black cloud, what you're doing is you're inhaling not only a bunch of garbage that it exhaled, if you will, but you're breathing in a lot of heavy metals. And if you take a look at even the deodorants will have aluminum in them. So whenever you're looking at dis-ease, especially certain factors like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS, the dementia, you've got a host of others. Autism is a real big one as well. When you start looking at those things, there's a very direct correlation between being acidic versus alkaline and heavy metal buildup within the system. Well, there are factors within colostrum, like I said, those essential factors. And one in particular, proline-rich polypeptide on the immune factor side, that has a direct impact on helping to overcome those things. Now, I mentioned some products, some outside products, if you will. There is one in particular called Limu Z6. If you get that little Healthy Horizons newspaper, you're going to find a very nice article that goes into the different constituents. You'll notice that the very first one is colostrum. It's immune tree colostrum, and I'm actually opening up the paper right now. Now, there are other things in there, because as you start looking at these different free radicals that are caused by putting in all the negatives, like the heavy metals and being more acidic, you create free radical damage. And what we want to be able to do is throw into and accelerate your body's natural production of some of these antioxidants. So we've thrown in things in the Limu Z6 Plus, like acai berry pulp, because they found that it's the pulp where you're going to get the biggest antioxidant boost. Zeolite, that actually has an unbelievable amount of opportunity for pulling heavy metals, even to the point, and Donna, you're probably going to get this question from folks that may not be listening to this broadcast. You know, when I go to the bathroom, when I urinate, my urine actually smells metallic. Well, you're correct. We've done enough urine analysis through Genova Labs down south where we had over 100 people. They did a baseline. They started on the product. 10 days later, they did another baseline, sent that into Genova. What we found was we've seen as high as 35%. We've seen an average of about 20% reduction in the heavy metals. What does that mean for you, though? Well, when you look at Alzheimer's, when you look at Parkinson's, when you look at the nervous system type of disorders, you're going to find that your cognitive functionality has a much improved functionality that has been brought out as an opportunity for you. You see, when you start taking away that heavy metal buildup, the brain fog starts to go away. The functionality, there's a lot of research with Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and others that show if we can remove that heavy metal, autism is another real big one. If we can start to remove that heavy metal buildup, there's almost an immediate, there's no guarantee, but there's almost an immediate within 24 to literally 72 hours where people are saying, wait a minute, it's as if somebody came along and is pulling off a veil I didn't even know that I was wearing. That's how much of a change. The nice thing about the zeolites, they do two factors. One, they do help to balance the pH, but they also help to remove those heavy metals. The acetyl L-carnitine. Now, this one's interesting. At 1,000 milligrams per dose, not 1,000 milligrams throughout the day, but at 1,000 milligrams per dose, you get all the wonderful benefits for the heart. You get all the wonderful benefits for losing weight. But you also, it's been shown, helps significantly cognitive functionality and nervous system disorders. And within the Limuzi 6 Plus, you actually get 1,000 milligrams per packet. You see, it's an effervescent isotonic, meaning effervescent, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. That gives it mobility throughout the system. Isotonic literally means that it gets immediately pulled into the system, kind of like a magnet. It's pulling it in. Now, there is a website. Before I give that website, I want to make sure that you understand this is for informational purposes only. Go back to Donna Crow. www.limuz6plus.com. Go there, read about the product, go into it, especially if you're looking at how do I get some, there's a very nice FAQ on there going into all sorts of different things, dementia, antioxidants, all kinds of fun stuff. You see, within the base, within that colostrum, there is probably the most the strongest antioxidant that we could possibly find. That's glutathione. And what's interesting about this glutathione is that it has a direct effect. Now, most people go, well, I can rush right out and get glutathione and just take it orally, right? Well, no, it doesn't work like that. You see, in order for glutathione to actually work and get it into the system so that it can do amazing things for the nervous system and the nervous system types of disorders that are out there, you've got to have some interesting things. Three of those things are pretty generic. You can get them from the different foods that you're looking for. And as you ingest it by mouth, you're thinking, "Well, hey, I'm getting all this wonderful stuff. Isn't that going to take care of what I need?" The answer is no. Now, if you start with a base of colostrum first, you're going to find that the glutathione not only is found in colostrum, but you also have the three building blocks that will allow your body to build more of this most important antioxidant for you. So not only are you getting it, and you're getting it in a form that your body will readily absorb, but then you're also getting all of the necessary building blocks that will help you get rid of some of those free radicals that your body is going through. Okay? Now, what's interesting about the glutathione and the research and everything that's there is the fact that as you start looking at different diseases, things like Alzheimer's, things like dementia, things like Parkinson's, MS, all these different cofactors, they build upon one another. It's like literally playing with Legos. As you click them together, you build, you know, if you had 100 different Lego pieces sitting there and they're just kind of spread out across the floor, there's nothing that's really built and there's nothing that's shaped out of it. Well, as you start clicking those different Legos together and you put those building blocks together and you lock them down, now it becomes very strong. It has all the different, you can have all the different colorations. Those are the different factors that are found there. And they're all working together to work on things like Alzheimer's, to work on things like the nervous system disorders that our bodies go through. Well, when you start looking at all of the different factors that are found within colostrum, and, you know, when you look at glutathione, you go, well, I'll just run down to the health food store. The absorption in the body is literally negligible. And they'll say, oh, well, you can just take more and more and more. Not true. It doesn't mean that, you know, by taking a mouthful of the stuff that it's going to be absorbed any more than taking just a tiny bit. You see, there is a tripeptide structure that if you have these three things, you actually get not only absorption, but you also get the production. And those three amino acids, and most of the time, you're going to find that the three are cysteine, glycine, and glutamic acid. Glycine and glutamic acid are readily available in our diet in most individuals. They can go out and pretty much eat their way there. The one that isn't, the one that is the rate-limiting substance for glutathione synthesis within the cell is cysteine. And that's where colostrum, not only do you get glutathione, but you get all three of these in the right dimensions, if you will, in the right amounts to allow the body to start producing your own glutathione. And that's probably where, that's one of the things where you're going to start seeing benefits with those nervous system types of disorders. Now, that's an article that I will make sure, Donna, that you get, and I'll put that on the, I'll email that to you so you can put that onto your website as well. And it's kind of fun because as you start reading this, you start realizing, wait a minute, as long as we start putting all of these different components in their natural form back into a depleted body, that depleted body is going to have an impact. And we've thrown some references in there so that people understand, hey, this is for real. You know, then you start looking at things like insulin-like growth factor 1, its closely related counterpart, insulin-like growth factor 2, and all those different immune and factors and the natural growth proteins, they're all found within this wonderful substance called colostrum, especially in immune tree colostrum. Now, I've given you one website. That's the LemuZ6plus.com. The reason I mentioned that, and I called Donna before the show even and said, can we talk about this? Why? This is one where not only can we show the changes for heavy metals, but this is one where people suffering from strokes, I have had dozens and dozens and dozens of calls, not just from here in the United States, but from around the world. I wanted to tell a particular testimonial because this one was even fascinating for me. I was in Korea a few years ago when I was developing the latest version of this. And it's interesting because when you're in Seoul, you can actually, at just at dusk, you can see this yellow haze coming over from China. And it's all the gunk, if you will, that's in the air. When you blow your nose, it almost comes out black. That's how much stuff is in the air. Well, there was a gentleman over there, Mr. Sanu. He had had two double strokes, one on each side of the brain. He was bedridden. His facial features were droopy. His arm was posted to his chest, and his foot, one foot, was turned in, and he had been that way for 7 years. Now, when I met up with Mr. Sanu, I actually didn't just meet him. I first actually met his cardiologist because something had happened to him while I was over there that was such a phenomenon, it has literally allowed him to get up, walk around, and talk about Lemu Z6 Plus to very large groups throughout all of Korea, South Korea. Now, what was interesting is they videotaped this. And Mr. Sanu, bedridden, he had gone through some extreme stress with his business to the point where even his business partner had taken all the money, drained the money, and during the financial crisis over in Korea had left him bankrupt. He was one of the largest interior decorators for all of the large corporations. So they had done extremely well. His business partner runs out on him. He has a double stroke. It leaves him bedridden. They were in the shower one day. Now, they had been, I did not know this until after the fact, but they had been feeding Mr. Sanu three sticks of the Limousin 6 Plus per day in about 1 ounce of water. And as they started doing this, he started saying, I'm feeling stuff. I'm feeling something. Well, one day when he was in the shower, they were bathing him because that's how bad off he was, and his arm, which was posted, falls down. His facial features pull up. His leg starts to, or his foot starts to turn out. They start working with him, and within 1 month, he's walking around Korea. I met him at the same time that I met his cardiologist, and what was fun about this is he was going around telling people it's this product.
That's now, spectacular.
And they videotaped. Now, I don't speak Korean, but they had interpreters there, and even the cardiologist said, I have never seen this happen. Well, I started seeing and getting different people coming back to me saying, my dad did this. My dad has dementia down in southern Utah, and he's sitting at the dinner table, and we usually just ignore him because he just kind of goes off into his own world. Well, he starts having conversations with us. He starts making sense. He starts finding things and pulling things out that we thought we had lost that during his dementia he had hidden. So, I mean, this isn't just one incident. It is time after time after time after time that we are finding this little product has made a very big impact. Then they started Mr. Sanu on colostrum. They noticed that the bed sores and the wounds from his hand being posted so tightly were starting to heal up. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And this little glutathione and all the other cofactors that are found within the colostrum is the basis for everything, including Limousin 6 Plus. So when you start looking at these different things, the IGF-1, the essential factors, the proline-rich polypeptides, let me stop here for just a second because there's enough research out there on the PRPs that it makes a big difference. There's been proline, they call it colostrinin. That is a technical term for proline-rich polypeptides. And what's interesting is they've done enough research at the Institute of Immunology and Experimental Therapy in Wrocław, Poland. They've done research at the Department of Cancer Biology in Buffalo, New York. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Basic Medical Sciences at St. George's University of London. And they're finding that this little tiny substance called proline-rich polypeptide found within our colostrum has a major impact on Alzheimer's disease patients. And it's interesting because as you start watching and looking at the different studies that are being done, the study aims to determine whether CLN has, or colostrinin, has an effect on the toxicity of the synthetic beta amyloid, or A-beta, that is a causative agent of Alzheimer's and dementia and other types of nervous system disorders. Well, folks, we have, I'm literally holding in my hand right now, a 21% proline-rich polypeptide colostrum that is immune-tree colostrum. And as people start to get on these products and they start to realize that, wait a minute, I'm starting to feel something. Now, feel something, because that's one that I love to get people like this. Let me tell you a little story. I had a person who owned their own ski lodge. They lived in the mountains. They were extremely wealthy. They had their own masseuse. They had their own chef. Talk about the very ultimate in lifestyle. They had it. They called me up one night and they said, Dr. K, I'm not feeling a thing from your colostrum. I said, great. I have 100% money-back guarantee. Why don't you send it back? But do you mind if I ask you a few questions before you do that? And she said, sure. I said, well, now, I know your lifestyle. I said, but I don't know when you start your day or your day throughout and then when you end it. She said, well, what difference does it make? I said, well, you said I could ask some questions. So here we go. I said, what time do you normally go to sleep? Oh, geez. I said, now, I want you to think about this in two time frames. The first time frame is before colostrum. The second time frame is after colostrum. She says, oh, well, it's been a while, so let me think. I can tell you almost exactly before it was, I would watch the news, 10:30, I could barely keep my eyes open, I'm down for the count. I said, okay. I said, what about waking up in the morning? Oh, I fitful sleeping, I didn't have a lot of real, you know, deep-seated rest. I'd pull myself out of bed at 7 to maybe 7:30. I said, okay, and what about a cup of coffee or any kind of a stimulant kind of drink to help you through the daily humps? Well, I got to have my cup of coffee at 10:30. That gets me over the morning hump. And then I've got to have another cup of coffee or two at around 4:30, 3:30 to 4:30 to get me out over that afternoon hump. I said, okay. I said, what about energy throughout the day? Well, I'm you know, pretty good. I'm skiing and I'm doing the different things that I do. I said, okay. I said, now, what about after? What about after colostrum? She says, well, I never really thought about it. I said, well, you said I could ask. So what time are you going to bed now? She says, well, probably, well, you know what, around 12, 1230. I said, oh, so significantly changed. Well, yeah. I said, what time are you waking up in the morning? She says, you know what, I'm waking up at around 6, maybe even as early as 5:45. I said, okay. What about your 10:30 hump and your 3:30 to 4:30 hump? She says, you know what, I started drinking decaf, and I know that'll have an impact maybe on my sleeping patterns, but I never really was a big coffee drinker. I was just getting enough energy to help me over those two humps. I said, well, what about now? She says, you know what, I don't even have the decaf anymore. I said, so looking at colostrum and listening to your body, that's the other thing. Most people don't realize that their body constantly talks to them, literally 24/7. Even when you're asleep, it's still talking to you. We may not be able to listen because our subconscious is out there wandering around, but it even does talk to you while we're sleeping. Well, at the end of the conversation, she says, you know what? I don't want to send this back. Now that I know what I'm listening for, I know that it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And that's where colostrum is very interesting, because I get people who, if you ask them, do you have an issue that you're going through? The answer would be a resounding, absolutely no. I work out, I eat right, I have a great night's sleep, everything is fantastic. Good, that's fantastic. Get off my product. They said, well, what do you mean? I don't want to get off of your product. I said, well, if you get off of my product and you have these little tiny aches and pains that you were basically just living with before, not to mention some big things like dementia, Alzheimer's, you know, those types of big issues where they absolutely, you wake up in the morning and you go to bed at night and they're staring you in the face both times. But I'm talking about general wellness. If you get off my product and you then go, wait a minute, I'm feeling a little achy in my joints, I'm feeling a little inflamed, I'm feeling not as much energy, I'm not feeling as mentally focused, now you know what my product does for you. Not to mention, if you are at the peak of your game, if you're at the very top level, and we're going to be having somebody that's going to be coming on with us to talk about being at the top level. I mean, competition-type individuals where they say, absolutely, this has helped me. But we're talking about the general population base. Get off my product and see what happens, because I love having people say to me, you know what, I did, I tried it, I got off your product, I will never be off of your product ever again. And that's where it becomes really fun when you hear those folks, because, and I'm sure, Donna, you've heard them, where they go, you know, this isn't doing a thing for me. They say, great, send it back, do whatever. And a week later, 7 to 10 days later, they're calling you back going, hey, you know, that stuff I sent back, is there an opportunity for me to get some?
Absolutely.
And that's where it gets kind of fun. Now, when you're talking about folks that are going through those dis-ease situations where they're really just looking at them day and night, 24/7, that's where colostrum can have a very profound impact. And when you look at that diamond, when you look at that diamond in the rough, and you look at all those different cofactors, remember, we only briefly mention the growth proteins and the immune factors and the essential factors and the basics. We don't go into all of those different things. But as an example, one of the pieces that Donna sent me and said, can we talk a little bit about this one? That is one that cystic fibrosis. You know, if you go online and you look at cystic fibrosis, and it's basically an inherited disease of the mucous glands that affects, you know, just about all of the different body systems out there. This can be a very profound, very negatively impacted situation, because when your body is overproducing, it has effect on scar tissue buildup and cysts in the lungs. It has a negative impact on the pancreas and the liver and the bacterial infections that come from different things, chronic coughing, lung damage, wheezing, inflammation. What's interesting about colostrum, those different growth factors, those different immune factors have an impact. The proline-rich polypeptides, to mention one, the lactoferrin, to mention two, the cytokines, to mention three on the immune side, all of those different IGF-1 superfamily binding proteins and growth proteins that are found there can have a significant impact on those folks going through things like cystic fibrosis and others. Because when you start allowing that inflammation, allowing the receptor sites to actually communicate and talk and to become balanced just by putting in the building blocks, and you allow your body to balance itself, people are going to come back to you and say, the weight that I felt on my chest has lifted. And that's where it becomes really fun, when you find people sending you testimonials, sending you information about, look where I was, I started on this product, and look where I've become. Look where I'm at right now. And there are two different people staring at me in the mirror. One was, I was suffering constantly. I was worried constantly, 24/7, and I started on this product. And the main benefit that I was looking for is basically getting this weight off of my chest, getting the production capabilities balanced out within the system, and it's helped me do that. But look at all of the other changes that have occurred when I'm looking in that mirror. And that's where it becomes really wonderful to talk to those folks. And I would suggest that you do that. Call into Donna, call into the show and say, you know what, or at least email into the show and say, you know what, I was going through X, Y, and Z. I started on this product and I felt this weight lift. I felt the changes that were occurring because of these products. Because the more that you talk about the products and the benefits that you've seen, the more the opportunity that we have of helping a whole lot more people out there.
Absolutely.
You know, that's when it becomes real fun. People with Alzheimer's, people with dementia, those two in particular, because I have some of that runs in my side of the family. And what's interesting about those two is it's fun watching people, you know, change. It's fun watching people come back to you where they look at you more. I can't say, you know, the C word, but when they look at you more and there's recognition, and there's cognitive functionality where you can literally almost look at that person's face and see those synapses popping off and talking to one another again.
Yeah.
When you see people with Parkinson's and other types of scenarios like that, where an MS, where people are coming back to you and saying, my shakes are gone, my equilibrium is back, my steadiness is there, my the one that we kind of felt with at the very beginning, IQ for adults and children. Folks, here's one that's kind of funny, and it's funny in one way and then it's not funny in another. And what I mean by that is there is actual research that's been shown that is kind of interesting, because with 700 and I believe it was 702 patients, they started looking at belly size. And there is a direct correlation with belly size, fat, and brain volume. The correlation is the more of it that you have, the less of it you have to think with. That's something that that we've actually put out there as far as different articles. And this is all researched. And what's interesting about that research is, as you start looking at these different things and looking at the research and saying, well, you know what, here's another reason why I should be maybe losing some weight, and that is, you can find this information on our websites. They're all informational bound. But what's interesting about these different diseases is you can see people change. Literally, it's a bigger belly, smaller brain volume. And what's interesting is they looked at waist circumference, waist to hip ratios, level of body mass index, subcutaneous tissue, visceral, or that real heavy fat that people have. And they looked at, you know, hereditary plays a 30 to 50% part. Nutrition, exercise, and supplementation have an even greater impact overall. So the colostrum will have an impact because of the leptin and the metabolic factors that are found there. But
and what do you say to people? What do you say to people who are trying to lose weight and they're afraid to take colostrum because it has fat in it?
Oh gosh, folks, the fat that's found in colostrum actually accelerates because it's tied to leptin and IGF-1. It literally accelerates your inch loss. There's a website out there. Again, this is informational. I'm going to tell you to go back to Donna, but you can ask questions on it. It's called leptitrim6.com, leptitrim, the number 6.com. Now, what's aside from the products that are there, I developed that product almost in 1998, and I was the very first person that I put on it. Now, let me describe myself back then. I'm 5'7", 220 pounds, and a 48-inch waist size. I was the very first person that I put on the Leptitrim system back then. I went from a 48 and 220 pounds. I lost 16 pounds, so I lost a little bit of weight. I went from 220 to 206. But my size went from a 48 to a 32.
Wow.
Yep. Now, here's where it gets really funky. I have done this to myself on several different occasions, and I've recently found YouTube. Now, I'm not a big computer guy, but I found YouTube, and somebody suggested to me, well, Dr. K, why don't you do that again, but do it on YouTube? And that's exactly what I did. 2 years ago, I started talking about I'm gonna look at different constituents that are out there today that weren't out there, you know, 10 years ago when I first made the formula. Because most quote unquote diet programs, first thing you lose, water weight, and everybody gets very excited about that. The second thing you lose is actually some of the hardest to put back on, and that's protein or muscle mass. What you do is you catabolize or burn off muscle. Well, the more muscle you have, the higher calorie intake because your metabolism rises, and you can actually burn more by having a lot of muscle. Now, I know most women don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, and that's not what I'm talking about. That's a lot of work to get to that size. But I'm talking about that nice, lean, underlying toned look. So 2 years ago, I decided I'm going to get fat. Not I'm going to get skinny. I'm going to get fat, and I'm going to do it on purpose. So if you go to leptitrim6.com, ask any question you want. I will send you back to whomever sent you here. So go back to Donna Crow. But what's fun about it is follow Dr. K. And here's where it gets really interesting. 2 years ago, I started taking photos of myself holding up the USA Today saying I'm getting fat. And I grew myself on purpose. I could only get to I got up to 200, I think, 17 pounds. And I could only get to a size 44. And I mean eating everything in sight. Then I started about a month and a half ago on the new formulations that we released, and in a month and a half, I've already lost 6.5 inches to 7 inches just around the middle.
Amazing.
I was just in a health food store a week and a half ago because I just did his radio show last Friday, and he had an Omniron device. I said, oh, do you mind if I pick this up and take a look? Because at one point, I got up to a 30... And let me make sure, because I have my measurements right here. I got up to a 33 or 34% body fat. And I said, do you mind if I use your Omron just to kind of see where I'm at? I haven't measured myself in a little bit. I was 26.9% body fat in a month and a half from 34.
Wow.
Now, that's body fat, folks. That's fat. That's what you want to get rid of. Now, I've dropped down from 217, I'm down to 206 again, and you can follow me because there's a really terrible video of me being measured because I'm of the opinion if you can't do it yourself, then go back into the and be quiet. Well, I got fat and I've done my measurements, put them on there, and I'm about to release the new measurements, which is incredible because I've seen so much of a drop in body fat percentage, and that's what you're looking for. So the Leptotrim6.com, you're going to find a nice little article in there called The Weight is Over in the Healthy Horizons, Trim Tone and Transform. You're going to see Victoria Russo. Now, most guys, you say a size 38 for a woman, and they go, okay, she's large. Donna is a size 38 plus large for anybody. That's very large. That's
ginormous, as they say.
Yep. Think about the funnel pad. And I'm not making fun of her because in nine months' time, she went from a size 38 plus to a 10-12. And if you look at the photo of her, now it doesn't give the full stretch, but if you see the frontal pad just above the pelvic bone, she has a 2-foot frontal pad. Now, folks, when you lose that much, quote-unquote, weight or inches or fat or what have you, normally they're going to tell you we need to do some cosmetic surgery. There's been no cosmetic surgery. She did it in 9 months. And what's beautiful about that is 3 months after that, and she did start working out, she went from a 10-12 to an 8-10. And she is just absolutely beautiful.
That is amazing.
She came off her heart medication, diabetic medication, all kinds of different things changed for her. And she's just one of many.
One of the things we wanted to talk to today about is anti-aging, and it's well known that excess weight causes you to age faster.
Absolutely.
So part of the benefit of colostrum and helping you lose weight is that's part of the benefit of anti-aging. What are some of the other benefits that colostrum does for anti-aging?
Well, let's go into some of those, because when you start looking at the benefits, remember, anti-aging isn't just, there's a substance out there called HGH. It's a synthetic form of what is naturally occurring within colostrum, but it's only made up of 2 of those growth proteins. Remember, colostrum doesn't just have IGF-1 and growth hormone naturally occurring, but it has all of those growth proteins. And what's interesting about that is if you take a look at, as an example, strength, exercise, body fat, let's go through some percentages of improvement. Muscle strength, 88% improvement. As we age, folks, we start to lose at around 32 years of age, 1.5% of our underlying lean muscle mass. Muscle size, 81%. So if you're looking to build lean muscle, and I'm not talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger here, I'm talking about that nice tone look, 81% improvement. Body fat loss, 72% improvement. Exercise tolerance, 81% improvement. Exercise endurance, 83% improvement. Skin and hair, anywhere from a low of 38% for new hair growth, that's right, new hair growth, to as much as 71% for skin texture. You see, as we age, our skin texture, thickness, and elasticity go away. We become thin, brittle, and they easily break. Well, skin thickness, 68% improvement. Skin texture, 71% improvement. Skin elasticity, 71% improvement. Wrinkle disappearance, 51% improvement. These are just some of the things that colostrum's growth factors have been shown to do. Healing and flexibility, healing of old injuries, 55%. Old injuries, you've already been through the process. If we can improve on that process, that's a good thing. Healing of other injuries, 61% improvement. Healing capacity, just overall, 71%. Flexibility, back flexibility specifically, 53%. Resistance to common illness, the flu. Folks, we're in the flu season right now. Our colostrum has been written up for being 3 times more effective on flu versus the flu vaccine. How about resistance to common illness, 73% improvement. That's just some of the things.
What about joints and discs that sort of wear away as you age? Does it help restore joints and discs?
You know what? Here's where I won't use the C word, the cure word, but
right.
Let me tell you about myself. I've had 7 ACL reconstructs on my left knee. I've had 3.5 inches of bone taken off that hip, put into that knee. I've had cadaver grafts, my own hamstrings. they cut out all of the meniscus, okay? And as a matter of fact, there's a video of bone and cartilage, I believe it's from Joe Watkins, that shows not only did I see this, but there are thousands of other people who have seen the same kind of restructuring, the same kind of regeneration. You see, if your body isn't producing the necessary components to stay in balance, your body starts to diminish. It starts to break down. Well, if we can put those different growth proteins back into your body, if we can put glutathione back into your body, if we can put the different PRPs back into your body so your body is utilizing those building blocks, the essential fatty acids, the essential amino acids, the essential glyconutrients, they literally are the master cell-to-cell communicators. Well, if we can put all those things back into a depleted body, guess what happens? That body starts to take those building blocks, utilize them, and balance those systems, including joints and bones. 1.5% grown mass with IGF-1 from the colostrum. That's significant.
And that's over what time frame?
That's within a year, and depending on how much you're taking. Remember, you have a 98.9% uptake in the colostrum, meaning your body will utilize almost 100% of whatever amount that you're putting in. It's not like a vitamin C or a vitamin E where your body just takes so much and then it excretes the rest. Colostrum is utilized by all of the different areas and systems throughout the body, top to bottom, from hair to nails on your toes and everything in between.
Well, I'm sure you've had this. I've had clients say to me that their friends are saying, "Did you get a facelift?" After just a few months on colostrum. It's really kind of remarkable what it does.
The beauty of this is just phenomenal in the fact that you get all of those different growth proteins. You get all those different immune factors. You get all of these different things that work on building you younger. And that's where it gets fun.
And I can say for myself, I did growth hormone injections for a brief period of time. And I was acutely aware of the fact that it was really stressing my liver. I did get some benefits from it, you know, musculature and that kind of thing, but I could tell my liver was going, "What are you doing?" You know,
mm-hmm.
When you get on colostrum, it doesn't do that. Colostrum is just, it's all good. There's no sense of stressing your body, you know, with these growth factors. It feels like the fountain of youth. It feels like you're growing younger, you know.
Well, here's the thing. When you're dealing with a synthetic in the form of HGH, You have negatives that can come about, things like carpal tunnel. You can get water retention. You can have what's called acromegaly, where you get abnormal growth of just certain body parts, like one hand or one foot or one side of your jaw or just your forehead.
Very scary stuff. Yeah.
With colostrum, there is none of that. It's all natural. As a matter of fact, you know, there are folks out there that say, well, colostrum, the IGF-1 can possibly cause cancer. Well, the answer is absolutely not. As a matter of fact, we've been written up in different magazines, and the research out of Harvard shows that absolutely that does not happen. As a matter of fact, you can use the amount of IGF-1 that's circulating in your body as an indicator that you have cancer. There are folks out there for their own purposes who are saying, well, it causes. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I'll make sure, Donna, that you have that one as well, so that you're gonna be getting the glutathione, you're going to be getting the Alzheimer's document, and you're going to be getting the cancer. Because I think it's important to understand, when you're dealing with a whole food in its natural state, Mother Nature does not produce something that's going to be harmful to the body, especially when you're looking at a whole food like this. It's when you take isolates and when you change things. Well, we don't do that. We leave it alone. We leave it as Mother Nature intended and the good Lord provided for us. And that's where all of these different benefits come about. What we try to do is give you a little education, a little research on it, and say you make your own decisions.
Another question, Crohn's. Have you seen this be beneficial for people for Crohn's disease?
Absolutely, yes. There are beneficial factors like IgA, immunoglobulin A, and other proline-rich polypeptides and other things on the immune side that have worked on helping to bring down the inflammation and work on Crohn's as an issue.
Excellent. Another question people have is, how much can they give to their children?
Again, there's no contraindications. They can take as much colostrum as they want. Remember, if you're, we have colostrum in a capsule form, the powdered format, and we do have it in a lozenge as well. With the colostrum capsules and the powder, you're getting 100% pure colostrum. That's it, period. With the lozenge, we add in some natural flavorings, and they have a bit of fructose in there as well. Not the high corn syrup. We stay away from that. We use a natural, it comes from cruciferous vegetables and fruits. It's a bit more expensive, but it's extremely low in the glycemic index and actually pretty decent for you. But those will give you a bit of an energy rush. They taste just like a sweet tart, if you remember those. And there's no contraindications. They can take as much as they want.
Can you give it to someone who's like 6 months old?
Oh, absolutely. Put it into, we've had folks that have taken it. As a matter of fact, this is something that we've been discussing, having some folks on the show where they were taking it prior to birth, meaning they were on, the mother was on colostrum while pregnant. The babies have come out premature, and they knew that because that's how their babies all come out, premature by almost 6 weeks, I believe, but their respiratory and their GI tracts fully functional, and even the doctors, we did a videotape in the hospital with the mother and the nurses and such, and they were surprised because they're going, well, for as early as these babies are being born, they're fully functional, and there's nothing wrong with them. We don't have to watch them. They were going home in, you know, the two-day period.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We're going to talk more in depth on this on our next broadcast, which will be Thursday, same time, same place. Another question people have is this colostrum organic? I always say yes and no. Yes, because if by organic you mean it doesn't have any junk in it, then yes. If you mean if it been declared
certified.
Organic by the government,
right.
Yes, certified. No.
So the
is
answer
that basically-
is yes. We actually do. I ask people all this all the time. We pull from, give or take, almost 3,500 farms. To be considered certified, you have to certify each and every farm. Well, there are different grades or different levels to being certified organic, and as long as you don't break that one level, you don't get kicked into the next level. And if you don't break that level, you don't get kicked into the next level. Well, what would you rather have, me certified or the product tested as organic? Well, I personally want to know that it's tested as organic. So,
excellent.
Are we certified?
Excellent.
No. But are we tested? Yes.
Perfect, perfect. So we only have a few minutes left. I just want to say thank you for coming, everyone. If you have questions, you can email me at donna@donnacrow.com. You can also go to bulkcolostrum.com. There's many articles there. If you're listening to this broadcast and you would like the free publications, we have two books. You can email me. I'll send you links. You can download those books. Look for new articles. We'll have new articles posted shortly. We're going to keep doing these broadcasts and try and cover as many questions and issues as we can. So stay tuned. Be sure and check back and look for new broadcasts and I'm going to let you tell a little bit really quickly about what we're going to talk about on Thursday.
Okay. On Thursday, we're actually going to bring in, I'm going to try to get both parents here. I'm definitely going to have one parent here. And the use of colostrum for children, the use of colostrum not just for the child, whether they're born or not yet, but also for the benefits for the mother. Because as women get pregnant and if they get even the common cold, doctors are very reluctant to put them on anything because of the negative effects that it might have on the offspring. And one of the folks that we'll have on is a gentleman by the name of Chris Clark. He is the father of basically a brand-new baby. He's several months old now, but just booming as far as health and vivaciousness And he was one of the babies that was, I believe, now I may be wrong on just the time frame, but I believe he was 5 to 6 weeks premature, came out with absolutely no issues with respiratory or GI or intestinal lining issues at all, none.
All right. Well, we've just got a few seconds left, and so we're going to say God bless you, everybody, for coming. We really appreciate you being here, and we will see you on Thursday. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.